You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1602, brought to you today by Horse and Rider On Demand. Today, Shauna Koresh joins Glenn for a chat about using a little planning and a little positive training to set your horse up for success.
Horse and Rider On Demand allows you to train smarter, not harder. Our training video collection featuring some of the industry's top Western professionals like Bud Lyon, Cody Crow, Ryan Rushing, and more can help you perfect your horsemanship and improve your performance in the arena. Get access to hundreds of videos and learn more about events like ranch horse versatility, reining, working cow horse, ranch riding, and more for just $14.99 a month. Watch anywhere, anytime. Horse and Rider On Demand can be streamed from any smart device. Visit ondemand.horseandrider.com to start your 7-day free trial. That's ondemand.horseandrider.com. Well, hi, Shauna, and welcome back to Horse Tip Daily.
Hi, Glenn. Thank you so much. It's nice to be here.
I want to remind everybody, if they missed your first tip, they can go back to Horse Tip Daily and just search your name. There's a drop-down menu of all the experts on the left side of the page. Just search up Shauna Koresh, and you'll find all of her tips in a row. So you can go back and listen if you missed her first one and missed hearing all about her work with all kinds of critters. And I got to tell you, you know, we're talking about, obviously, you're the on-target training girl, and have been known that for many, many years. But you have something on your Facebook page, and I want to encourage people that they can go on Facebook and find you just by searching Ask Shauna. And you have something here. You've said, I've seen target-trained lions, tigers, hyenas, meerkats, hippos, rhinos, elephants, sharks, and now the one that fascinated me the most of all of those was goldfish. So, you know, I have never been able to train my goldfish, to be honest with you.
But I've seen two different trained goldfish. One could swim through a hoop, you know, so they put like a little hoop in the bowl, and then the other would come up out of the water slightly to touch their finger to get food. So, yeah, they are, you can train anything. So it's you totally can train them. Are they going to be complex? Not so much, but they can train. You can teach them basic things, so for sure.
Does a clicker work underwater?
I was at SeaWorld. We actually used. We had dog whistles, and they're high pitched whistles, and we could blow those underwater, and they would hear them underwater.
Oh wow! Well, I guess that's how they communicate, is with those high pitched sounds. Anyway, the whales and things. So,
yeah,
I'm not too sure about my goldfish. I think they just poop and eat. I think that's pretty much it. If that's considered trained, then I have the best trained goldfish in the country.
Yeah, when in doubt, I just go with, if I'm doing a clinic and everything's gone wrong and they're smelling, you know, something they shouldn't, you know, you're just like, okay, smell that horse, you know, and act like that's what they're supposed to do.
All right, so what are we talking about today?
Well, today I just kind of wanted to point out something that is, one of the things I try to think about in every single session I do, so that's what I thought I'd share for today, and that is to set your horse up for success, or set yourself up for success. So what I mean, that seems fairly obvious as you think about it, but basically what I want to do, like if I'm training, I want to do whatever I can to get something worth reinforcing. Again, I'm positive reinforcement-based training, and that doesn't mean I don't use traditional horse training, but I'm adding in the positive reinforcement. That's the part of the equation that's comes from SeaWorld. It's a little different. But I need to set my horse up for success so I can get something worth reinforcing. So I try to think of each and every scenario, like, okay, so let's say I'm training a horse to stand still for clippers. And so what I'm going to realize is I need a horse to stand still. So is it going to be best to do it before he gets turned out, or the time he's normally turned out, or when everybody else is getting fed? No, I realize what I want with that behavior, I want a quiet behavior. I want my horse to have burnt off all his extra energy. So one of the things I could do to set him up for success is to make sure that he gets turned out, or he gets lunged or exercised or something, and I'm going to do it at the place where I feel like he's going to have the most success. So I want to burn off that extra energy. So if I'm working on a quiet behavior, I'm going to have a more quiet horse. And then I also try to think about like places that, you know, maybe it's not best to do it right next to the horse who we always, you know, fights with or plays with, but maybe it's best to do it in the cross ties, or maybe he already has problems in the cross ties and it's best to do it in his stall, or whatever it might be where I could set him up for success. So those are things I try to think about in each and every training session. So I think that that's, sometimes we take it where it is, but if you can do those things, it will help you to get a better behavior. And the more they get to rehearse the correct thing, the more you're going to see the correct thing. And the more I get a chance to reward it, and I've just increased the likelihood of it again. Now, on the opposite side of that coin, let's say I want a horse when working on upward transition. You know, he's not so good at his canter depart, let's say, or whatever it might be. And so in that situation, I want that horse to have all that energy, so I may not turn him out for the day and come out a little bit later and ride him when I have more energy, which is going to add to what my target behavior is. So, and again, I'll still try to think about going to the place where he tends to be the best, you know, and, you know, if he's better in one ring or a better place, but I'll utilize that energy. So if you can just think about those things for all of your behaviors, it can help set you up to succeed. It can help set your horse up to succeed. And as we use these tools right out of the chute, down the road, while at first maybe I only work on clipping my horse after he's been turned out and it's in the afternoon in his stall, let's say, you know, whatever has worked and I've had success, pretty soon you need to start saying, but now I need to be able to clip you anytime, anywhere, whether you're fresh, whether you're quiet. So then you start backing away from those things. But only once I've kind of established the correct behavior and I know he's capable of it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It does make a lot of sense. And, you know, sometimes we just think about what's convenient for us rather than what's going to, as you said, set the horse up for success rather than just thinking about, oh, this is when I have time.
Exactly. And then we end up making a mountain out of a molehill sometimes. You know, you've gone down this road and now you're committed.
Right.
And fighting, it's a battle. And the more we get them battling and saying no, the more they will say no. So it's been proven that the more they rehearse the behavior, the stronger it is in their repertoire. So it just takes more to rebalance those scales and to get them back in, you know, back and lined up and get more reinforcement on the other side. So using those things and putting that extra time in, sometimes I like to say too, slow down, you'll go faster. And that's
right.
One of those things where it's like, slow down, take the time, do what you can to make it work. And in the long run, it's going to move along so much faster.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.